getting you home. This is 105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Emily Barker is the award-winning writer of the theme to BBC Television's crime drama Wallander, starring Kenneth Branagh. She also wrote the atmospheric theme to Hugo Blick's cult noir thriller The Shadow Line. With a new album, The Toe Rag Sessions, due on April the 6th, Emily is tonight performing at the Portland Arms, and I spoke to her just before we came on air this afternoon. Hello, Emily. Thank you very much for joining us on 105 Drive tonight. First of all, when you're sitting down and writing a TV theme, do you actually write them especially, or do the producers, you know, look through your back catalogue, having decided that you're the sound they want for a particular show?
Yeah, well, with the Wallander series and them using nostalgia, I was actually doing a bunch of house concerts throughout England, mostly. And at one of these house concerts in Tufnell Park in London, the composer Martin Phipps was at the show, and he heard me and the Red Clay Halo play the song Nostalgia, and he was working on the series Wallander at the time, and it just really struck him as being the sort of right mood and atmosphere for the opening credits of the series. So he rang me a couple of days after that show and got me to go down to the studio and do a different version of it. So we recorded a few versions, and the directors and producers really, really loved it.
And I'm guessing it's a similar sort of thing to a producer casting an actor. You know, they're casting the song which they want to create the impression for their particular programme.
Yeah, absolutely. Similar thing.
So tell me about the new album. This is called The Toe Rag Sessions, and it's been a long old time since I've heard the phrase toe rag. Is it a phrase, or is that the studio where it was recorded?
It's the name of the studio. So it's quite a legendary studio in East London called Toe Rag Studio, and it was where the White Stripes recorded their breakthrough album Elephant, and it's owned and run by the producer engineer Liam Watson. And I met Liam years ago at a pub in London when I was living here called the Wenlock Arms, and he's a really good friend of one of my best friends. But it had taken me sort of 10 years to manage to get down to the studio and see it, and I'd had this idea of doing a solo album, and I wanted to do everything live and to tape, and his studio is just full of 50s and 60s analog equipment. So I made the record in 2 days, and we used either the first take or the second take of the songs. I did 16 songs, and there are no edits or anything, or no overdubs or anything, so it's just me, my guitar and harmonica performed live.
And does it sound very different to your previous material?
Yeah, it's different in that it's so bare, and also it has got the analog quality to it as well. There's like a plate reverb that most things go through, all the sounds, and so it's just got a rawness and a live feel to it, and it has got that sort of warmth of the analog recording technique as well.
Are you into the technology at all? Or that's to say, are you in it insofar as you know what a particular set of recording equipment is going to produce for you in terms of sound?
I'm not, you know, a geek about it at all.
Oh, that's okay. We know we allow geeks here, and otherwise, no, it's fine.
Yeah, no, I love geeks, but I'm not one of them. I wouldn't want to offend the geeks by saying I was. I know a little bit about it, I would say, but not a lot.
I guess to extend the question a little bit, perhaps, you know, are you into vinyl albums? I remember, I think it was Paul Gambaccini who once described, if you like, the generation of today as being the one that sacrificed quality for convenience in terms of moving to iPods and other devices to hear their music on.
Yeah, I agree with that. I do prefer listening to vinyl records. It's sort of my favourite format, but I don't always have the opportunity to listen in that way because I'm not often at home. I'm often on the road.
It's tricky if you're travelling. You can't take the record decks with you particularly well, can you?
No, you can't. But there are now, you know, new technologies where things like Studio Masters, and that's the highest form of download that you can get. So there is, you know, a market and a place for that as well, and it's getting more and more traction. So I think that people who are seeking, you know, a really quality listening experience, you can get that now in digital as well as, you know, analog as well. Yeah.
In terms of music, what are you going to be playing for everyone tonight at the Portland Arms?
I'm going to be playing some old material, so stuff from the four Emily Barker and the Red Clay Halo albums, as well as actually the first band that I was ever in the UK were called The Low Country, and we were based in Cambridge. And there's a couple of songs from those records. I made two records with The Low Country, and there's a couple of songs from that time that have made it onto the Toe Rag sessions. So I'll be playing one of those, and then also a couple of new songs too.
So who else was in The Low Country? You know, do we know where they are today?
Yeah, I think they're still in Cambridge. Rob Jackson was the guitarist, and then there's Alex Matchell, and he's the bass player. And Ian was the drummer. I can't remember, just had a blank.
Okay, we'll track them down somehow. Maybe get them in to have a chat. Tonight, though, your support is Jill Sandell.
Well, Jill is performing with me, and then Paul Goodwin is doing support.
Oh, right, okay. And you travel with, you work with Jill quite a bit?
Yes, so Jill's, we've been working together for 9 years now. We met at Cambridge Folk Festival in 2002. We were both doing a guest performance with the Broken Family Band. So we met then, and she actually did some harmonies with the Low Country when we did the following year, I think it was. We did a set ourselves. So I've been working with Jill since then, yeah.
Okay, well, it starts tonight. It's what time do things get underway tonight?
I think that doors will be 8 o'clock, and Paul will be on after that, and I'll be on after that.
Okay, no, that's fair. That'll do just fine. That'll do very, yeah. Fine indeed. Well, listen, look, thank you very much, Emily, for chatting to us. Welcome back to Cambridge. Hope you did you stay overnight, or do you go straight back home again once the gig's done?
Staying overnight, and then Jill and I are continuing up north.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. Well, thanks very much, and enjoy the gig
Brilliant.
Tonight.
Thanks a lot, Julian.
Pleasure, thank you.